This is Allison Keys in Washington, D.C., where private property owners are supposed to clear snow from their sidewalks within 8 hours of the end of the snowfall. It's also where eager entrepreneurs like Holman Bonilla are pocketing fat profits, charging people in the district $50 a pop to shovel their cars out of what seems like tons of snow.
Last 2 days, around 25 cars.
Bonilla and his partner, carrying shiny new shovels, are in high demand in this neighborhood with big houses and steep hills made treacherous by the snow.
We walk over here, the people say, hey. Yeah, but there's a lot of people that need help over here.
The two men are splitting their profits down the middle, and they say they're going to spend it on bills and a few beers. But Bonilla says Snowmageddon has been quite the windfall.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's no next week more.
All over the city, whether you are above ground or on the subway system, men and women can be seen carrying shovels, headed to neighborhoods where they hope to make some cash in this ugly economy. Waiting for a train in Southwest Washington, Jewel Adams was psyched about the snow.
I'm going up here to my brother's house, make sure he got a little something to eat. And then we're going to make some money in this mess.
Adams is excited about the prospect of work.
I'm going to smile through this whole thing. Because see, I'm jobless. This is my job coming up. So it's a good thing for me.
A few blocks from the metro station, Esther Turner is wishing she had some help digging out.
I will welcome any hands walking around with shovels offering their services today.
Standing just 4 feet, 11 inches tall, Turner is manhandling the snow away from her Nissan truck. But unlike your average driver in Boston or Chicago after a snowstorm, she has nothing to save the space she spent hours shoveling clean.
I don't have a comfy chair or a cone or do not park here because I worked really hard on this sign.
Even if she did, it wouldn't help in D.C., where you cannot reserve your newly cleaned space. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.